Hey everyone, welcome to episode 11 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Naomi Owiku, a graduate of Student Radio and the current chair of the Student Radio Association. Naomi has a wealth of work experience at different commercial and community radio stations. Naomi's first full-time job in radio was working as an assistant producer for Virgin Radio for a year. Naomi's current roles include working for the SRA, assistant producer at Something Else, producer for BBC Radio 2 for Trevor Nelson's show Rhythm Nation and The Blues Show with Keris Matthews, and she is also the trustee of the Radio Academy. Let's get into the interview and hear more about these roles and Naomi's experience in the radio industry. I'm here with Naomi Owiku. So Naomi, what is your current jobs and roles now?
I'm currently the chair of the Student Radio Association. I've been the chair for 3 years now and my term ends at the end of this month. I'm also an assistant producer at an independent production company. The production company is called Something Else and they basically produce shows for the BBC. So I work on Trevor Nelson's show Monday to Thursday at the moment, which is Rhythm Nation on Radio 2, and also The Blues Show with Keris Matthews on Radio 2 as well. I also produce the British Airways Top 40 chart show with Will Best. But at the moment, obviously with flights being cancelled and everything, that's sort of being put on hold. And so we're not producing that at the moment. And I'm also the trustee of the Radio Academy. So I started that role last year.
How did you get the opportunity to get into these jobs?
So with chair, I got involved with student radio and sort of worked my way up. I took on many committee positions when I was at my student radio station, which was Radio Sonar. Took on the role of head of music, assistant station manager as well. And then I started off within the SRA as the Southeast Regional Officer, that for a year. And then I was a marketing officer for the Student Radio Association for a year. And there was so much I wanted to change within the SRA. So I sort of threw myself into the ring and became the chair and got elected as the chair. So this is my third year. And then with regards to being assistant producer at Something Else, we work at Radio 2, I left Virgin Radio and was sort of planning to be a freelancer. This was December time and I was just sort of like networking, meeting like different content directors of different companies, and managed to get a meeting with Chris Skinner, who is the managing partner for radio at Something Else. And luckily a role came up and I was sort of in two minds about whether to take on a contracted role or whether to go into freelance, because obviously it was something different. But I'm glad I took the contracted role, because obviously everything that's going on at the moment, unfortunately a lot of people who are freelancers haven't got as much opportunities and jobs obviously with the current climate. So I'm kind of lucky I took it. With regards to being a trustee of the Radio Academy, I was co-opted into that role last year, basically to represent the SRA and its members, and also to bring a young and sort of fresh perspective to the board.
So what other experiences have you had of working in the radio industry?
So I started off when I was at university trying my best to get as many work experience placements as I could. I was based in Southampton at the time, so I did some street team stuff with Celador, which is Jack FM, Breeze and Fire Radio. And sort of getting involved as a street team member opened opportunities to help cover, like I helped cover the breakfast show on Jack FM, co-presented with Pat Sharp, and also I wrote, recorded and edited the morning travel bulletins for a week. So that sort of got me started in terms of experiences. And then when I moved back to Essex, I was commuting into London and got a role as a broadcast assistant. At the time was Roundhouse Radio, which is now known as Transmission Roundhouse. And when I was there, I supported like the day-to-day running of the station, supported the presenters and producers, and obviously undertaking like production tasks that have been required within obviously the station there. I was the street team member at Kiss FM. That also opened up loads of doors for me as well. So when I started doing that sort of stuff, that was paid luckily. And then I had the opportunity to shadow the breakfast show at Kiss at the time, which was Ricky, Melvin and Charlie. And it just sort of gave me an insight into the radio industry and how radio shows are produced, presented and all the stuff behind the scenes. That was really good to sort of learn as well. I was an imaging production intern at Heart for the summer. I think that was about 2 months. So I supported with like scripting, editing promo trails, assisted with like the creation and delivery of it, putting together briefs, and also helped develop my knowledge of Pro Tools because I hadn't used that before. And then I was a show production intern at Absolute Radio. So I shadowed the Dave Berry show and sort of helped answer the phones, contributed to social media ideas and sort of prepare interview questions and stuff like that. So a lot of stuff that I did was unpaid, but I learned so much and I made the most of obviously shadowing shows and making sure I asked the right questions. And obviously making teas and coffees is great, but I wanted to learn a bit more and just make sure I was prepared to actually have a full-time job and know more about obviously working in the industry.
You've definitely got a lot of work experience under your belt to help you get into the radio industry.
Yeah, something I was going to mention, like it's about knowing your worth in terms of, because a lot of people at the moment are against unpaid internships and unpaid placements. At the time, it wasn't really spoken about. I just sort of took it on. And like I said earlier, like I wanted to learn as much as possible to then prepare me for a full-time role within the industry.
So what made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
When I was in student radio, I went to the SRA Awards, I went to conference, and I just wanted to give back to student radio. I mean, I learned so much attending sessions at conference and all the different talks and everything. So I think the next step for me was to give back to the organisation, obviously represent students on a higher level, and just, well, obviously inspire people to be presenters, producers, and obviously working in other areas of the industry. So it seemed really appealing at the time. I'm glad I did, because I've learned so much and I've gained a lot of confidence being part of the SRA committee. And also I've made like loads of friends, like lifelong friends, that obviously I'll continue staying in contact with when I leave the SRA as well.
And what does your role entail as the chair of the SRA committee?
Oh gosh. So basically I oversee and coordinate the organisation. I act as the main representative for external stakeholders, liaise with the industry. So we have a close working relationship with Global, Radio One, and sort of help maintain those relationships. But then also working with the exec to develop obviously short and long-term goals for the organisation, but then as well as monitoring the work of like other officers and also support officers on various projects, so such as events like the I Love Student Radio Awards, SRA conference, digital conference, so many different things. But yeah, it's different projects, coordinating the organisation and just making sure we're representative of our members and that it's inclusive for everyone.
What made you want to join your university student radio station?
When I went to university, I studied media, culture and production. And my first week I went to the like sort of Freshers Societies and Sports Fair. And I had no interest in radio before I went to university. I sort of signed up to different societies thinking they were free. And then obviously getting emails after like, oh, you've got to pay for specific sports societies like the netball team or the football team. And then I think Sonar Media, which is TV, magazine, radio and film, that appealed to me the most. So I signed up to obviously the full sort of entity, which is Sonar Media. And then I sort of got more involved with radio. I was more intrigued with radio, how it sort of operates, like everything behind the scenes and everything. And then it just sort of went from there. So it's sort of answering your question, what made me want to join the station? I signed up as media as a whole, and then radio just appealed to me more than anything.
So once you joined the Radio Society, what were some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
Just feeling part of the team, also being elected as station manager for the radio station. That's such a huge responsibility that was obviously a massive highlight to me. I won bronze at the SRA Awards for Best Student Radio Chart Show, which was obviously a massive achievement for Radio Sonar, because at the time Radio Sonar wasn't really on the map. But at the moment, we've got Danny Humby, who's the station manager of Radio Sonar, who sort of brought it to life a bit more and is sort of engaging with other stations, entering more awards. Like he won a staggering amount of awards at the I Love Student Radio Awards. So it's sort of watching or witnessing how Radio Sonar was then and how much it's been brought to life now is a massive sort of win for the station, but then it's a massive highlight obviously for Danny Humby as well. Also another highlight, obviously I've mentioned several times, making friends, bringing your ideas to life on air. With student radio you can have so much fun and there's so much you can do, you can take risks. So yeah, there's so many different highlights like that are coming up into my head. But yeah, making friends, being part of the committee, having the opportunity to attend conference awards.
Yeah, I'd say definitely the like student radio as a whole is great, and you can see every region doing amazing different bits. But I've only been part of radio for maybe just about 2 years now, but definitely the South region, like all the stations, I've seen them doing amazing things, like Radio Sonar. I've seen Danny getting lots of awards this year, and it's great to see things like that coming out of student radio.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think the thing is, with student radio, it's about coming together and sort of stations working together to obviously have that end goal, because the radio industry is so small. You'll make friends in student radio that will probably be people that you work with in the future. But yeah, it's been so good seeing obviously the South region and other regions sort of coming together, winning awards, especially during like time, obviously us being in lockdown. It's just so positive to see people working together, and it's just so positive and so great to obviously witness as chair.
Yeah, definitely. So I understand your time as chair of the SRA is coming to an end for this year, and Hannah Mae Graham has been elected into the position. What will you be going on to do next?
So obviously with Hannah being elected, I'm really happy that she's taken on the role and another woman is actually stepping in and being chair. So that's something I'm really happy about, and I'm sure she'll do an amazing job. When I leave, obviously I leave at the end of the month, I'll have more time to sort of focus on myself. Obviously SRA has consumed a lot of my time, which obviously I've loved, but I want to progress as a producer. So I want to sort of spend more time learning and developing and putting more, not that I don't put enough effort, but more of an effort into my role as AP. And I also want to focus a bit more on my role as trustee within the Radio Academy. I also want to sort of try and bring the SRA and the Radio Academy closer together to provide more opportunities for members and perfect time for us to sort of work together on events and how we can sort of support each other. So I want to try and obviously improve the communication there. Also, obviously with the Black Lives Matter movement at the moment, I want to work closely with the SRA and Nels Hilton, who's currently Deputy Events Officer. We want to try and get a project running after we leave so we have more time to sort of focus on it and sort of be there for our BAME community and obviously provide a platform and a voice for them. So that's a project that we're sort of thinking about starting in July, but once I finish as chair, I'll have more of a focus in terms of doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what's great about like the Student Radio Association is it can bring so many different projects and things, like motivational things for different people in student radio.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like we said, it's giving people the confidence to sort of reach out and work together, because I think sometimes with student radio and the projects people get involved in, it can be quite daunting. It can be a bit overwhelming. With obviously the Black Lives Matter movement, it's sort of approaching it in the right way. So I think when we start the project in July, it's sort of assisting and supporting stations, because obviously they want to help as much as they can, but the SRA can be a platform to sort of do that and to support them.
Yeah, like even during this lockdown, we haven't been able to have SRAcon or the I Love Student Radio Awards, but it's all been possible to happen online, and you've still been able to spread messages like the Black Lives Matter through your social media. And I think that's what's a great sort of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I think at the beginning of the year, obviously when at the beginning of lockdown, when that happened, our concerns were over conference and the I Love Student Radio Awards. But Dan, our events officer, and Jordan, he's now being elected as the network officer. They sort of came together, and like the tech behind it is just, it's outstanding. Like I was just so shocked, but the team managed to bring everything together. I mean, the speakers we had for digital conference where obviously inspired and empowered the next generation of students coming through, and also the I Love Student Radio Awards. We had, I don't know if you joined, but we had like a Google Meets watch party, so we all sort of joined the party and we were watching it on Google Meets, and then obviously people getting the awards, it was good to sort of do. And things like, we'll be doing more of that in the future, in terms of, we don't know when lockdown will finish, but just sort of having meetings online or Skype or Zoom calls to just sort of bring people together and sort of make lockdown a bit more bearable. So if you didn't go to the watch party, then definitely come to other meetings we have.
Yeah, and the episode that I did with Thomas, and he talked all about how he helps run the sort of student radio conference and the I Love Student Radio Awards, and it was great to sort of hear how he turned it digital and that sort of aspect. And it's also been like through lockdown, if you follow people on Twitter from student radio, then you see them creating their own content from home. And I think that's great because radio is the sort of media that you can do during this lockdown.
Yeah, I think obviously when you first go into lockdown, it's like you're worried that you're not going to be able to produce the content that you would in your obviously student radio station. But there's so much you can do from home that you don't realise. And I think the tips and the advice that people are sort of giving each other on social media, sort of helping others as well. It's been astounding to see the work that people have done during lockdown. And obviously that will then resonate in the student radio nominations that people sort of put through over the next couple of months. So that'll be exciting to sort of see unravel at the awards this year.
What advice would you give to those wanting a career in the radio industry?
I would say network, network, network. The most important thing is reaching out to people in the industry and asking them for advice, any tips that they have, and how they sort of got into the industry. One thing I would say is when you meet people, don't assume that you're going to get a job. I think the radio industry is so small that even getting to know people and people getting to know your name and recognising your face in the future is really important. Obviously, at the moment, we can't meet people for coffees, but I'd say email people and reach out to them, even to have a short Zoom call, 15, 20 minutes, prepare some questions that you want to ask them. And obviously, that's your opportunity to sort of get to know them, get to know their role a bit more. But yeah, I'd say with networking, it doesn't mean meet people with the intention of getting a job. And I would also say, don't give up. Sometimes it will take a lot of time to sort of get into the radio industry. Honestly, don't give up. Keep trying, keep going, keep creating content, keep learning new things, because you may want to be a radio presenter, you may want to be a producer, but then another job might come up. And if you've learned skills like what I'd say, like video production, I had no idea how to video edit whilst I was at uni. It was something that I sort of self-taught for a role. I took on a role as student media coordinator at a student union and I had to learn how to video edit. So at the moment, the most important thing during lockdown is just sort of learning and developing skills that you never would have had before then. So yeah, my advice is obviously get involved as much as possible. And obviously when we go back into working in the student radio and working back into the studios, I'd say make the most of it. Utilise the facilities you have, create content, take risks, because that's the most important thing. And also I'd say get more engaged with the SRA, because obviously like you said, we hosted a digital conference, I Love Student Radio Awards, so that's what inspired me to get where I am now.
So to conclude, do you have any advice for people if they want to run for a role in the SRA committee?
I would say to just do it. What's the worst that can happen? It might seem really daunting sort of applying for roles, but I'd say reach out to the committee, the current committee or the new committee. It's fun, you make friends, it opens doors to obviously new opportunities and helps you develop as a person. It's definitely given me the confidence to be where I am now. And I'd say don't be afraid to try something new.
Thank you, Naomi, for being part of my podcast and talking to me.
No, there's no problem. Anyone listening to this podcast, if they want to reach out to me, they can, and ask any questions. My Twitter and Instagram handles Naomi Oiku. So yeah, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to sit down, have a chat and give any advice that I sort of can give.
Thank you so much.
No, there's no problem.
Thank you, Naomi, for being part of the podcast and sharing with me your experience of working in the radio industry. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone.